Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, on Wednesdays, we bring in our mental health activist for men, and he speaks to us as gents, also by extension, also to you as a woman. Because some of the things that he shares, I mean, you as a woman, you also need to hear these things.
Yeah, that's true.
Be it you have a brother, or husband, or boyfriend, or friend, bestie, or what a girl, colleague. And especially now with the suicides that are just escalating.
Yeah.
We need to hear from our brother, Kavi.
Good morning, Fresh.
Good morning. Family.
Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning, Shekwan and NSK. Good morning, gents. It's time for my gents. And that means K-Goodness is on your radio. You will forgive me this morning. I'm a bit overwhelmed by grief and sorrow and a feeling of inadequacy. We have seen, and then that's, you know, today on my gents, we have seen the staggering suicide stats that came out a couple of weeks ago, and in the last week, we've seen numerous men take their lives, and this morning I'm questioning whether we're doing enough. I'm questioning whether we're reaching all the people that we are supposed to reach. And then as such, I'm overcome with so much grief because, I mean, it's a 19-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 53-year-old, a 44-year-old. It's a spectrum. It's all over. And when you read the stories, these are people that were fine or appeared to be fine. And it again raises the question, are we doing enough? And this question is to all, everybody, as women, as men, as the government, as, you know, private entities, the private sector. Are we doing enough? Are we really going out there and saying we are doing what we need to do to try and help men? We're suffering in silence. And I am going to, again, like I always do, plead with each and every one of my brothers that are listening to this voice as far as this voice can go. Brother, I would rather carry the burden of your tears than carry your casket. Please, please, please don't suffer in silence. Reach out to someone. Reach out to me. Reach out to anybody. And those of us that are being reached out to, let us be open-minded about men's problems, because the stats don't lie, the numbers don't lie. It is as real as it can get. Look at the numbers. The numbers cannot lie to us. Clearly something is wrong. Clearly we are not doing enough. It is really heartbreaking that 87% of us look, and suicide is suicide, whether male or female, but 87% of that is men. We are losing potential leaders. We are losing talented people. And are we doing enough? Are we loud enough? Are we expressive enough? Are we vulnerable enough? Those of us that are in places where we have our eyes opened as to what it looks like to be vulnerable and the help that can come from being vulnerable. I ask again, are we doing enough? Are you reaching out to a brother? Are you checking up on a brother on a regular basis? Have you checked the trends to notice that your friends are not okay and are showing up? Oh, man. Yeah. I apologize if yeah, this is not where I intended this to go, but I just, are we doing enough is my question. That having been asked, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Y'all have a blessed one. Cheers.
Yeah.
Mm. And yeah, it's a lot to think about, man, you know? I think it's also like sometimes trying to make it through yourself, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it through yourself. Wait, should I be saying anything right now?
No, go ahead. Oh, okay. I'm unable to.
Yeah. it's like, you know, trying to make it through whatever it is you are going through as a person. And then, you know, trying to still carry someone else's cross, you know, or sometimes not even paying attention to yourself, but helping other people make it through whatever it is that they're going through. And then you're left behind and you're not shielded and anything happens. I mean, anything can happen mm-hmm. in that moment. It's unfortunate. Even just reading every other day about this morning we said we're a grade 10 student, yeah, right?
Grade 10 student.
It's truly, truly heartbreaking, and it's a serious problem. And we are losing our men every single day. Yes, we don't know whether the grade 10 learner is male or female, but just, you know, all the other reports that have been reported for the past few weeks, it's a lot.
Man, Kavi, thank you so much, Bud. Thank you so much.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.